Dr. Gross told you. Listen, and I'm through. See, now then, since Abby Eban up here at the UN, what they're trying to get the Jews and the Arabs to do, since the Abrahamic promise, you understand? The Abrahamic promise that they would give them, come on up there, give them that land. And then it comes on down into the river Nile.
That's right.
In Egypt.
Right.
See? Give them that for an inheritance. Abraham had two sons.
Right.
One by his wife Sarah and one by the bondwoman.
That's right.
Hagar. Isaac and Ishmael. Right. And God promised to bless them both.
That's right.
One bless the Arabs. Or the Gentiles through Isaac, which was a type of Messiah. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. And they dwelled in that land. Listen, when the children of Israel went in there and invaded this land. Now listen to that man. See, they couldn't drive them all out.
That's right.
Eight nations were left in there. If they couldn't drive them out then, how are you going to drive them out now? All right. Or the end of the sea. In heaven was cast out, but all of them there wasn't sinners. This is an allegory and a type of heaven.
Right.
You understand? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen at me. What they're supposed to do now is to be reconciled and to dwell in that land together at peace through the offering up of Messiah. Reconcile both the Jews and the Gentiles. He's not Yahweh of the Jews and just leave the Gentiles out. You understand? But now then, this is what they're doing. You see, when John said in Revelation, when they went through here, said saw the whole first heaven and the first earth was passed away and there was no more sea. Is that right?
Yeah.
All the young. And I, John, saw the heavenly city. New Jerusalem coming down from God out there. Prepared as a bride,
yeah.
But John, when Moses came down with that tabernacle in front. Do you see that now?
Mm-hmm.
Now you done had your fire.
Right.
Done been up through here, all the way through. You understand? Now the Jews, since they've captured the Jordanian side, that camp up there, they're calling it the situation they got over there. They're going to Jerusalem.
Okay.
You understand? Now what are they looking for? They're looking for Messiah to come. You understand? And you already got it who's in you.
Right.
See, they don't understand the scripture. You understand? Mm-hmm. And when you see them things come to pass, mm-hmm. you understand the times of the Gentiles fulfilled. Know it right at the door. Now you can sit at home on your table if you want to, and you'll be in hell first thing you know. You see? Talking about you and your church and you and your pastor. You understand what I'm talking about? When them things come to pass, it's when the times of the Gentiles fulfill. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this. See, the Jews had no king from carrying away to Babylon 606 years before the birth of Messiah, on down until 1948. And that hadn't been 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When they build up that tiny state of Israel, then take them out from all the nations and all and building it up there. You understand? Now here's their impression. They're building it for Messiah to come, as it was under Ezra and Nehemiah.
Right, right.
See, now that has already happened.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now they're going to rebuild the thing back over.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the millennial dominance. Now here come millennium dominance. See, the running like that. Jehovah's Witness in there. See, he's going to come down here, going to jump out of the sky now, and then he's going to sit here for 1,000 years and rule with Pharaoh. You understand? You understand? Now, the real truth about it is, he's upon the throne of his glory now.
Okay.
I told you, get it on in the bed and sit down. The right hand of God's Son. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you understand? And all nations is before him. You understand? And that's what we're trying to do now, is to crack your hard head with a rod of iron, you understand?
That's
and
right.
Get it in your mind. that is the quickening spirit. Mm-hmm. You understand? And it's ruling you. And if man are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God.
That's right.
You understand? Not led of Peter, not led of somebody, not led of Paul. You understand what I'm talking about? The led of the Spirit. Every time you would make some kind of mistake, come right down on you with that rod on. Don't do that. You understand? Ain't that right? You see what I talked about? Bless you. You understand? You're a ruler. You understand? The steps of a good man is ordered by the law.
Right.
You understand? Every time they go to chunk some bread and wine, you check the prison. Don't do that. That don't touch, don't take. If you do, you're a parent. Ain't that right? If you want something to eat, don't bring it up here in the congregation of the sinner. It never would have done that way. Isn't that right? And then if that's true that way, you understand? Can't you see they're all doing it wrong according to the scripture? You always wouldn't say, but we don't do it but once a year. You understand? I don't care if it isn't just one time a year. But that one time is enough to be wrong. Because it just isn't done that. You understand? They baptized a whole lot of people. They had up there at Yankee Stadium. Converts, ain't that right? Mm-hmm. Not too long ago. And 7 years ago. Yeah. Not too long ago. You understand? And Daddy was out there baptized, you understand? And a fella got out there, one Jehovah's Witness. I know he's right. Son stepped off in the deep out there and said, he's right. That's the truth. You see? Yeah, when the time comes up. You understand? It's cold in the north, you understand? And what they used to do is send me to baptize. Along some water up there behind the pool, you understand? If it was all that important, finally go on down there and break some ice down there, you understand? And get baptized. If it's too cold. You see, if it's too cold to get baptized, it's showing hell too hot to go to hell. You understand? You understand what I'm talking about? The weather gets so cold it frees up a thick ice. You understand? Now they want you to break the because Jesus said get baptized, you understand, in the water. You see, it don't make good. People got the new moon and all the way up. You understand? Trying to do these things naturally. So, and if, what's the bad part of it? Your conscience is convicted. You see what I'm talking about? You know you ain't right. You've got it right in your conscience. You understand? And let me say this for the sake of the ministry. Say this. You preachers have got life. You understand what I mean? Don't promote this to the wrong place to do any playing now.
That's right.
You understand? If you just don't have it, you understand, and you just ain't going to do the thing right, then sit down! You lose your soul!
That's right.
See? You understand what I mean? If you can't behave yourself at home and abroad and all them different kinds of things, don't nobody want to be worried with you, no how. And I'm talking to all of you and everybody else that's here. You see? If I know they can play, you see? Now, I'm not trying to tell somebody you can rewalk your life or nothing like that. We want you to preach. We want you to be sincere. We want you to be in earnest about it. We want you to quit hypocriting around if that's what you've been doing. You understand? That piece of paper don't license you to hypocrite.
That's right.
You understand? It's your soul. See, you need it.
Right.
You understand? There but a few people around in the world that's got the Holy Spirit. You understand? And you come on clean. You go on down there and preach. Preach it just like it was the last time. See, and don't spare nobody. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because we must give an answer for this uproar that we're having in the judgment. It's going to be real soon. No, you're not going to just keep on going and just keep on going. Say, well, next week or next month, I'll get straight. Now, don't take no chance on that, Freddy. Mm-hmm. You see, let me tell you, the next feast day is coming up. See, 10th day of October. You don't know you're going to get by like you did the 6th day of June.
Right.
You understand? You don't know that. See, I done told you. See, this people is gone. You see, now the people are in. See, this is the last. This is the last Pentecost. That's why we had the meeting in 1967. Somebody said, well, I'm too busy. I can't go. You understand? I'm this, I'm that. You're going to be here. You see what I'm talking about? Get rid of that stuff. Get straightened out. You understand? Somebody said, listen, I'm tired, I work tired all day, and I'm losing my sleep and all. That junk got to go. Paul preached all night, and I preached all night.
Really?
Many times. Now I'm not clipping you five up under. Ain't that right? They wouldn't let me quit. You understand? And here you're looking at the clock, you understand? Why don't you stay home and look at the clock? Well, you won't come down and look at the clock and worry me to death for. You understand? I'm trying to get something over to you. You understand? You're too busy for this and you're too busy for that. Say, listen, you're going to have plenty of business to take care of. If there isn't any such thing as shoveling coal, you'll have a job shoveling coal pretty soon.
Of course, there is no such thing. You understand? It's worse than that.
Really?
Then somebody said, well, you know, if you're just going to get burned up and that's all there is to it.
No.
Said, that won't take long. They have a pre-made. You see? And they're walking around. You better get on away from that. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Who warned you to flee from the wrath of God? And listen, the wrath of God, you can't take it.
Right.
You understand? You just can't take it. You see? Let me show you that you can't. There's people all over the world. You understand? Ask some of these orthopedics. Your foot out of joint. There's something wrong with your back. And here you go. See? There you go. If you can do anything, straighten out that nerve and that bone pain. You understand? Now, if you can't stand something like that, don't you see you can't stand the wrath of God? You see what I'm talking about? Hurt you so bad, you understand? And all that kind of thing. And I've seen them in the hospital just trembling and shaking and just hollering all the time. Nervous system tore all the pieces. And I know Dr. Harrison's seen it. You understand? Toothache or and the cause of all the nervous system. Now you can sit down. You see? You can sit down. Relax and kind of think. You understand? And see where you are. You see what I'm talking about? You may not get past 19. You may not get into 1968. They're talking about the presidential campaign in 1968. See? And let me tell you this. I wouldn't guarantee you that if you get down to 1970. See, 1970 and 30 would be 2000, wouldn't it? See? Now, that's where he went in his ministry at 30. See? You might make it down to 30. I can't promise you that. You see what I'm talking about? See, this 67. Yeah. You better straighten up and fly right and get rid of some of them excuses, some of them alibis, and quit your fooling. Because don't you lose your soul. You're right at the place now where you just about. Paul said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you just don't faint. You understand? This is no place for faith now.
Right.
Ain't that right? We've worked down too close to it now. You understand? For us to come up with some little old friendly alibi. You see? Now, I wanted to tell you about that because I want you to see what that war was that's going on. You understand? I want you to understand it. It was one of the repetitions. You understand? When they did that, they was preparing for Messiah to come. See, when Nehemiah and Ezra went up there and built Jerusalem to get under the Messiah. Now, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, they was looking for him. Isn't that right? Now, he's been here. Now, they're doing the same thing, denied him then, and now they're looking for him. You understand? You see? Because they're coming. But you know that you have him in you as a quickening spirit. You understand? And you can't go around here fooling. You ain't fooling nobody but yourself. And you will lose your soul if you don't straighten up and fly. You understand what I mean? And live it every day, every hour, and every minute. I can't tell you to do that. See? And you can't do it if you don't have something to do it with. You understand? You can't make it on your own. Somebody said, well, I tell you right now, I'm going to straighten up and fly right now. You ain't.
That's right.
But make a mess out of it. If you don't, you up and down and get your spirit. You see, I said, well, I ain't going to drink no more whiskey. I ain't going to drink. Yeah, I ain't going to have it. No, you see, you got to redo, apologize. Repent. You understand? Straighten up. Fly right. You understand? And listen, here's something else I want you to know. Listen to this. Paul says, forsake not to assemble yourselves together as the manner of some is. And the much more you see today, brother. Can't you see from here where you are? You griping around about having a meeting on Wednesday and Friday and Sunday. You understand? That was a daily ministration. You see, they preached all day. I'm saying a daily thing. You see what I'm talking about? Every day, John. Roman Catholics is an every day, John. You understand? You see, you understand? He don't lay off no days.
That's right.
That God don't need it. You understand? Well, I said, well, I wouldn't mind coming down there if you didn't keep us down there so long. But what are you going to do when you're lost? Eternity. You see, the harvest is past and you're yet not saved. You understand? And all that Israel did was just gripe. So that's what Paul told you in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. That they just murmured and complained and griped about everything. See, if we don't have no meeting, they griped about that. You understand? They had two meetings a week. They griped about that. You see? You understand? And when we didn't have none, they griped about that. And then when they got down here, even after they said they wanted, then they griped about being down. Now, what are you supposed to do? I hope you've got it.